Welcome to this latest podcast focusing on the transformation of community mental health care. My name is Lisa Williams, and I'm joined by some service users who are involved in the transformation at both Midlands Partnership NHS Foundation Trust and North Staffordshire Combined Healthcare. So would you all like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Sarah Bloomfield, and I'm a service user.
Hi, I'm James Shepard, and I'm a service user and volunteer.
Hello, I'm Sue Tams, and I'm a carer for my husband, who was ill for a long time and received services from the Mental Health Trust.
Hello, I'm Rachel Vickers, and I'm a service user.
Thank you all for joining today. We're going to be talking about co-production and involvement from a service user perspective in this podcast. We'll start off by finding out a little bit more about how you've been involved and why you decided to get involved. So let's start with Sarah. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
I initially became involved after being asked to do a patient story on the Trust website. And from that, I was asked to get involved in the Service Users and Carers Council. I've done some input into meetings around care planning. And then eventually I was asked if I wanted to do some work on the Community Transformation Future Focus Project, where I actually looked at some of the procurement with the professionals involved. It was quite difficult because I'd never done procurement before, but it taught me some new skills. And then currently I'm waiting to be approved as a volunteer to go on to one of the elderly wards.
So, James, would you like to talk a little bit more about how you got involved and why?
Well, I've been off work for the past 6 years with my mental health, and I did used to work as a mental health support worker for Brighter Futures. And it got to the stage where I felt that it was time to see if I could give something back, doing some kind of work-like activity. I wanted to have a sense of purpose and boost my self-esteem, so I thought that getting on with some voluntary work would help that. And I started doing some voluntary work at the Heartlands a number of different ways.
So let's move to Sue. Could you talk a little bit more about how you got involved and why?
I got involved quite a few years ago through my husband, because I was asked to come and do some talks about the effects on families of having a member of your family involved in mental health services. And then gradually I've got more and more involved over the years. And so I was part of when we set up the Service Users and Carers Council, and I'm chairperson of the council at this moment in time.
Thanks, Sue. And Rachel, over to you.
I got involved because my CPN thought I might like to sit on an interview, and I was on a few interviews, and then I found out about involvement, and it's taken it from there, really. I also lost my job as part of my illness, and it's given me some... I have to use my brain a bit now, so that's good.
Thanks, everyone. So, yeah, lots of really good reasons for why you've got involved. So, yeah, thanks for sharing that. I thought it'd be useful to talk about what co-production and involvement is. Co-production and involvement is a way of working that involves people who use health and care services, carers and communities in service design, development and delivery. By working together in equal, mutual and caring relationships, we share power and responsibility to create a decision or service which works for everyone. So done well, co-production and involvement maintains a person-centred perspective, acknowledging that those who use a service are often best placed to help design it. Can I just ask all of you if that definition resonates with you?
I think the definition is certainly the ideal. I suppose it's up to all of us to work towards the ideal and ensure that that is happening, that we're involved from the beginning rather than added in at the end when lots of decisions have already been taken. So I think it's the ideal that we ought to work to.
Thanks, Sue. I'll just go to to James and Rachel for the next question. So we'll start with James. How has involvement impacted you personally, and why was this important to you?
Well, it's impacted me personally because it's enabled me to feel like I'm giving something back to services that have helped me. And this is important because I wanted to use my experience as a service user for a positive outcome and not just have negative conversations with it. And becoming involved in co-production has also improved my life socially by interacting and engaging with more people, volunteers, service users and professionals alike. It's just boosted my self-esteem, so it's been good all around.
Great, thank you. Rachel, what about you?
Well, as I said before, I struggled a bit because I wasn't able to work. And with my illness, I've only got better very, very gradually. So it's been quite hard for me. So to have something I can do where people actually listen to what I say, email me regularly so I can get some sort of routine in, has been really helpful.
Great, thank you. The next question I'd like to ask all of you, if that's okay. So can you talk about the different ways that you've been involved and how was this experience? So we'll go to Sarah first for this.
I've been involved in quite a lot of ways. Like I said, I've done videos. I've actually done a video as well to show them what it's like actually to be a service user that comes into their team. And I think for me, the best bit about the experience is sometimes things don't always go right when you're a service user, and it's about being able to tell people that this hasn't gone right and hopefully to change things and to change things for the better for other people.
Thank you. Let's move to James. What have you been involved with and how has your experience been?
I've been involved in a number of different ways. I've sat on and contributed to some interview panels, interviewing for professional positions at lots of different levels. This has helped me to see how the selection process works and has given me insight into what makes a successful interview candidate, which is valuable experience for me for future interviews that I might or might not have. I also feel that my input was equally valued whilst interviewing, and that I was able to make a positive contribution to deciding who gets employed by the Trust. I've also been involved in various inspections of wards, both to look at the physical environment and to gain a better understanding of the experience of inpatients presently. I've also sat in on involvement collaborative meetings and service user and carer council meetings, which I've been able to make decisions on behalf of service users.
Okay, thank you. So let's move to Sue. So can you tell us about the different ways you've been involved and what your experience has been like?
I've been involved, as I said earlier, quite a long time. So I've been involved in interview panels, which is really quite useful, the questions that are asked and the answers that are given. And also when you're introduced and they say that you're representing service users and carers, with some people it certainly gives a different slant to the answers. So that's been interesting to see. I've also done inspections and observations on wards and departments, which has been really interesting. And it's also been a really positive experience because quite often all we talk about is when things go wrong. But when you're on a ward and you see how well people are being looked after and cared for, it does make you feel good. So that's important, yes. And I obviously take part on lots of different meetings and involvement with service users in Carers Council.
Thank you. So sounds like a really positive experience for you, Sue. Rachel, what about you? So, yeah, can you talk about your involvement and how your experience has been?
My main involvement is to be the service user representative on a group. And recently, I've been the one for the Future Focus pathway, which is the pathway that's being introduced to try to get service users to be able to only have to deal with a certain people in one place rather than having to go out and get support elsewhere. And as part of that, I've done interviews. We've had the interviews were from Mind and from Changes, which gave me the opportunity of working with people outside the mental health system. And I've also been on the steering group, which is quite a small group, and which is a couple of service users. And we've been putting together the study that's taking place to see how much the mental health workers have understood about what's happening about transformation. That one in particular, I feel like I've done quite a lot of, taken quite a lot of notice of what I said.
Great. That must be really, really nice to, you know, have some direct impact, which actually leads really nicely to my next question. I'll ask Sarah to begin answering this. Can you tell me, do you feel like you've made an impact through your involvement so far?
I think at times impact as a service user or a carer is really difficult to see. And I think it can sometimes seem like really slow progress. I often find if you keep repeating yourself, eventually it gets through. But recently I sat down with the complaints manager and discussed the complaint I'd made and the decision and the way that was given to me. And as part of that, they actually took that on board that actually for a service user, it wasn't actually very good, the way that it was fed back, and that, you know, for somebody that if they had a learning disability or whatever else, it wouldn't actually meet their needs. So things are changing. I was invited to the patient experience team's away day to look at that and to look at how things could change and to look how service users could be informed during the process, not just at the beginning and then at the end. And for me, that's made a massive impact for me in the fact that I feel like at last, you know, things have changed for the better for people.
Thanks, Sarah. And moving on to James. So what about you? Do you feel like you've made an impact through your involvement?
Yeah, I think so. I've directly influenced who's employed by the trust and also doing the Observe and Act inspections and the place inspections. Hopefully I'll have influenced the physical environment in the wards. For example, putting up more artwork and giving it a less clinical feel. And hopefully that will come through to fruition.
Thank you. And Sue, same question for you.
Well, I hope so. Sometimes it's difficult to see if you have. But then when something is changed because that you've been involved in, it's good to see. And that does happen. I'm sure we do make a difference.
Thank you, Sue. And so, Rachel, what about you? Do you feel like you've made an impact through your involvement?
I think I have made some impact. I do think sometimes service users are put on groups because that's what you're supposed to do and to make up the numbers. But I used to work in the NHS and I used to work with a lot of groups there. And actually having service users on groups is actually very rare. So it's been quite a nice change.
Great. Thanks, everyone. So the next question I'll ask Sarah first and then I'll come to you, Sue. So how have you found your involvement journey now we've been using Microsoft Teams and Zoom?
I feel it's been quite a sort of sharp learning curve because I've never used anything like Zoom or Microsoft Teams before. I'm still learning even now what it can do. But I think my concern over this period has been how you involve service users that don't have the technology to be able to join Microsoft Teams and Zoom. Now, actually not having face-to-face meetings has sort of led to some people being not involved when they might have wanted to be involved.
Thank you. And Sue, same question to you.
I think I felt at a disadvantage that I was probably didn't get the support that people that were employed got to learn how to use Teams. I had used Zoom on some occasions, but Teams was a whole new experience. But I've certainly learned how to use it. And although I'm not really exactly 100%, I'm certainly a lot better than I was. I think it's been hard for people with Teams, especially if you were new and you didn't know anyone, to meet people on Teams, because you don't get the interactions of when people are passing cups around or asking if somebody wants any water. The things that make you feel that you're part of something. So I think you miss out on that with Teams. But it is very good, and it certainly saves you travelling miles to go to a meeting that's only going to last an hour or something like that, and it takes you an hour to get there and another hour to get back.
Great, thanks both. So some positives and negatives there. So I'll come to James for the next question. Do you think we've been able to encourage people to be involved in a way that suits them?
Yes, I've been involved in a way that suits me. I'm hoping to start as a patient safety partner in the new year as a volunteer on the wards, which will use my experience as a service user, inpatient in the past, and also as when I was a support worker in my working life. And this PSP, patient safety partner, is a role where I'll be liaising with families and carers and patients on how it's better to keep them safe in hospital in a less clinical way.
Great, thank you. So the next question, I'll come to all of you if that's all right. So we'll start with Sarah. Is there anything we can learn from your involvement experience when looking at involvement within the community mental health transformation?
I think from my involvement, I've always said that, you know, me being on Services and Carers Council or whatever else, or doing the transformation work, I'm just one voice. So I don't see that as a service user voice, because I just see that as my voice. And I feel that we need to encourage more people to become involved and to see that they can make a difference. And actually, it's about forming the services. It's not just about sort of becoming a service user in the system. It's actually about helping the system to form and work better with the people that they're there to look after. And I think that's my thing. It's about actually, you know, the involvement. It's about getting more people involved, getting more voices, getting people to actually say, this is what will help me. This is how I feel that, you know, the service should move forward. And I think that would be massive.
I think that involvement works in two different ways. One, it makes my life more fulfilling and satisfying. Also, hopefully, it's my experience and my input can be used to improve services for other people. So I hope that other people would understand that volunteering and getting involved is good in both ways like that.
I think from my experience, I mean, I've got the experience of being a carer for a long time. And I think what is important is that obviously with the consent of the service user, that the family can be involved as much as possible to make the service user's life more comfortable in the transitions from when people are in hospital and coming home or in services and out of services.
I get the impression with some of the groups I sit on that clinical staff seem to be, in some places, seem to be completely separate. And there's a lot of work going on amongst the non-clinical staff and service users, but that the clinical staff aren't involved at all. Or you've got clinical staff involved, but they don't really know what they should do with the service users.
Thank you. That's a really interesting point. Hopefully this podcast will help encourage more people to get involved after they've had a listen. Brings me to the next question, which I'd like to ask all of you, if that's okay. But if you could say one thing to someone who's unsure about getting involved, what would you say to them?
Mine would be, come along and make a difference.
I think mine would be, take the first step. It doesn't need to be too big, just a small step in the right direction. Can influence and improve the service for everyone else as well as you.
I think my first thing is to say, well, give it a go. And there are lots of different ways that people can be involved. If you can explore the different ways you can be involved, I'm sure you'd find something that you would find a benefit to you and certainly to the service.
Well, if you're getting information off the website or leaflets or something and you're still not sure, is to talk to somebody who knows a bit about what opportunities are available.
So for anyone wanting to get involved in the community mental health transformation, there are lots of different ways that people can reach out. First of all, you could speak to one of the participation and co-production coordinators, and you can do this by emailing us. So our email address is mh-transformation@mpft.nhs.uk, or you can give us a call. So one of the phone numbers is 07972 661 247. Also, we have some involvement leaflets launching in January, so you can pick up one of these leaflets from a clinician, or if you see them around, you can scan the QR code with your phone on some of the leaflets. And this QR code will take you directly to an online form. So you can fill that out, talk about how you want to get involved, and then one of our participation and co-production coordinators will get in touch with you. That's all from us for this Community Mental Health Transformation podcast. Thank you so much to our guests, Sarah, James, Sue, and Rachel. Really appreciate your time today. And of course, thank you to our listeners for tuning in.
Thank you.